We make decisions 24/7, but how often do we make our decisions, even if they are small, and take them to the Lord in prayer? In this podcast, I discuss a blueprint for making decisions with prayer.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
And welcome. This is Felice Skirwitz, and this is an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. This is episode 13, and you can find the show notes on the website, afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. Today, we're going to discuss a blueprint for making decisions, and I hope this will be helpful for you. Please take a moment and share this podcast with your friends. Let others know about our Ultimate Christian Podcast Network and all of the wonderful podcasts that are over on the website. Well, thanks for our sponsor, Media Angels. You can find our ministry books, including A Few Minutes with God, on Amazon. Well, decision-making is always tough, right? But sometimes, even for the little things in particular, we often put God in a box and we don't want to bother him. These are the little things, you know, we feel too silly asking him. Well, nothing is too little or too big for God. He is the Almighty One, ready to hear the prayers from the hearts of his children and also helping us each day in our decision making. I remember my mother telling my husband about praying for different things and asking the Lord, especially in decision making. And I remember my husband saying, you know, I don't want to bother the Lord. And my mother would say, well, I pray, you know, for example, what things to do first in my daily walk. You know, what do? I have so many things to do. And just asking God to put them in the right order. And also in decision-making, we have so many things that we have to, you know, decide every day. And I used to say, anytime after four, I'm brain dead. And then I found an article that talked about us making so many decisions that by the end of the day, we're just spent. We cannot make one more decision. And so by asking the Lord into our hearts and lives every day as we pray, and also asking him into our decision-making, it will make things go so much easier during the day. And so I'm going to share today just some pointers on making decisions and ways that I have gone about doing that. And I believe this blueprint will really help you tremendously. And I'm going to share a more in-depth blueprint for making major decisions in another podcast, podcast 14, also on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. So the first point is to pray specifically for a need. A lot of times we will do a blanket prayer and we feel like we are not getting an answer. But if you have a specific prayer for a specific need, that is, you know, a good thing. So I remember one time doing some networking for my husband, and I looked at my wardrobe and I said, oh my gosh, I have mommy clothes. I call them play clothes. You know, so I had, you know, capris and t-shirts and like nicer t-shirts that I would wear to the grocery store and flip-flops. I live in Florida and, you know, and nicer flip-flops and sandals. And I'm looking at my wardrobe going, oh no, this isn't going to work. So I really prayed and I said to the Lord, you know, we have a very limited budget for this kind of thing. I have a big family. And this was at a point where my kids are older now. And so, you know, I really, you know, want help here, Lord. And so I looked at some of my wardrobe pieces that I could mix and match. And one of the things that I had, because I'm always cold when I go into air conditioning, And I had a lot of sweaters and nicer little sweaters that I would wear, for example, to go to church. But I needed more like business casual wear. So I remember going with my daughter to the store, and we went to a store that I knew to be a little bit pricier, but I thought, well, if I get like one thing that's nice, at least I can make that go far, or I can mix and match some things. And so before we walked in, my daughter said, let's pray. And I looked at her and I said, okay. And so I said, okay, Lord, you know, I need to make a decision here. And I got the number 4 in my mind. And I said, okay, the Lord's going to help us find four dresses. And when I walked in, would you believe I found 4 dresses under $100? And I couldn't believe it because this was a very pricey store. And so, the Lord provided for us, and those dresses went very far. In fact, I still have 2 of them hanging in my closet, and this was well over 5 years ago. And so as we, you know, make decisions like, you know, should I do this networking for my husband's business? Even though he had asked me to do it, I really didn't want it. But this is one of the things that I prayed about because there were so many different places to network. My husband started a home inspection business quite a few years ago, actually when our second oldest was getting married. And he kind of did it part-time and said, well, this is what I'll retire into. And so as I was praying, you know, for the Lord to help me with how I should network and market, I went and I tried out a lot of different places. And so as I was praying, I stopped and I listened. And I, you know, said, okay, Lord, you know, here's my request. I need to find, like a home somewhere, a home base, someplace that I can go to network for my husband. And then I listened to the Lord. The third point was giving it to the Lord and not dwelling on it any further. It wasn't anything I had to do that second. So I had a little bit of luxury of being able to give it to the Lord and just not even focusing on that. Of course, I went to the Bible. I read scriptures, prayed while at church. And then I began to pray specifically for my need and asked the Lord to give me the gift of knowledge about what to do. The Bible talks about the different gifts of the Spirit, and that was one of the gifts that I prayed for, an infilling, you know, more of you, God, and less of me. And then I listened again. Sometimes our subconscious listens, and often when we are in tune with God, ideas come into our minds miraculously, and we can pray and think about those without really just, you know, dwelling on it. It's almost like, you know, gosh, this is a great idea. You know, it must have come from you. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when I come back, I'm going to share with you some more points about making a decision in prayer.
What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit mediaangels.com for more information.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is podcast number 13, A Blueprint for Making Decisions. Of course, we're talking about, you know, bringing things to the Lord. And as we do, sometimes we get so focused in that we don't take the time to stop. And one of the things I like to do is write down thoughts that come to mind. And by the way, I have all of these show notes on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. Look for A Blueprint for making decisions, podcast number 13, and all of these points I've been making will be there. So I write down, you know, any thoughts that come to mind, and then I research and I look into my options. So researching for me was going to some of the events. Like I went to attended some real estate meetings with just a lot of realtors there because that's a good referral base for us. And then I went to things like Chambers of Commerce, where in at the realtor group, I met a lot of other home inspectors as well as a lot of realtors. And at the chamber, I met other home inspectors as well as realtors and a lot of other, you know, different things. And So I started looking into networking groups that had just one category, one of each category, and I found one through BNI, and I thought, and it's called Business Network International, and so I looked into that, and you know, and I prayed about it, and I thought, well, Lord, you know, this one asks you to do more things. Like for one thing, I'd have to go to a meeting every week. And at this point, I was not homeschooling any longer. My kids are older. And, you know, my youngest now is dual enrolled. And he's in the end of his high school and he's in college. So I started praying and thinking, you know, Lord, is this the right thing? Lord, please confirm this. So what ended up happening was I was invited to a BNI meeting. And, you know, I was a little bit nervous about going. And so, you know, my husband ended up going with me. And the way we were invited was we received a letter in the mail because we were saying to the Lord, you know, if this is what you want us to do, please confirm this idea. And so the Lord did confirm it. It came through a letter in the mail inviting us. And so we went. And then afterwards, we both had a really good peace of mind. And I felt like this was a sign from the Lord that it was right. If you're stressed or agitated, just keep praying because that probably is not the right solution. And sometimes you just need to make a decision. But if you can't make a decision, continue to wait on the Lord and read scriptures and just, you know, and just listen if you can. So many times we talk so much, and when I say so many times, I'm talking about me. I talk so much that I don't allow the Lord in to have, you know, his opinion heard because I'm so busy talking. So, you know, have that quiet time with the Lord and just listen, read the scriptures because he talks to us so many times through his word. And then once you make a decision, trust the Lord and give it to him. And I feel that this has been a good decision for us. You know, we are still involved. It's been, I guess, almost three years, maybe even a little bit longer since my involvement. And it has been a really good referral source for my husband. And it is doable for me. So, you know, and the Lord has brought other you know, great friendships into my path in this way, and it has just been a blessing. So, of course, I give him all the glory and honor. And the next point is when you make a decision, ask the Lord to go ahead of you and prepare the way. And I really feel that he did that for me. And, of course, give God, as I was saying, all the glory and praise. Remember, this is only a blueprint. You can never put God in a box. He is worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. We are only his instruments. So use this blueprint to help you in your decision-making, and often it will just come naturally. Reaching out in prayer is a sign that you're open to God's will in your life, and I pray that the Lord blesses you in your decision-making and helps guide you on your path. Thanks so much for listening. Again, the show notes are on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. I want to thank our sponsor, Media Angels. You can find out more information. Go to mediaangels.com and also visit our podcast, A Few Minutes with God podcast, on the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, where you'll find some other wonderful podcasts as well. I will be podcasting on making major decisions through prayers in the next episode. Thanks so much. God bless and take care.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.